It is consoling to know that Jesus has gone through every temptation that we have or will ever experience. Not only did he go through these three major temptations in the gospel today, but at the very end it says that the devil tempted him to everything. But why? Why would God allow his only begotten son to be tempted? Why would God allow us to be tempted? It taps into a fundamental question that we all wrestle with. Why does God allow evil in our lives? Why would a good God even allow his creatures to undergo temptation? And St. Alphonsus Liguori says there's three reasons for that. Number one, the Lord sometimes permits that souls which are dear to him should be tempted with some violence, in order that they may better understand their own weakness and the necessity of grace to prevent their falling. You see, brothers and sisters, sometimes when we're tempted, our weaknesses come to the surface. I noticed this most acutely when I became a pastor. All my temptations to impatience or perfectionism or whatever it was, you guys, my dearly beloved bride, we're able to bring those to the surface. Now, I can have a choice there. I can do two things with that. I can go around being angry because God allowed those things to come to the surface. I can point the finger at somebody else and say, well, you're causing me to be angry, or you're causing me to be impatient. No, I'm the one who's impatient. I've got to own it. And it's God who's allowed that to come to the surface so that I can deal with it. And once it's come to the surface, that awareness gives us an awareness that, gosh, I need God's help to get through this. Anybody who's ever been through any kind of addiction knows this. It's one of the fundamental tenets of AA and other recovery programs, that we need a higher power. We can't do it on our own. We need God because we don't have the strength on our own. And sometimes God allows us to go through these temptations just so we can realize that. We realize we need his grace. Secondly, St. Alphonsus Liguori says, God permits us to be tempted that we may be more detached from the things of this earth and conceive a more ardent desire to behold him in heaven. Last week I did a very informal survey asking how many of you wanted to go to heaven, and I'm sure all of you raised your hands. The Bible describes heaven in the book of Revelation as this whole multitude of people that can't even be counted. There's so many people up there. But it does not describe heaven as a place where every earthly desire will be magnified. It doesn't mean heaven's going to be like a giant Best Buy. Heaven's not going to be a giant IHOP as much as I want it to be. Heaven's not just a fulfillment of earthly desires, but surpasses it. You see, earthly things are not bad, but we have a tendency as fallen human beings to gravitate to them and then to set them up as idols in our life. And did you know that every physical thing in this world boils down to one of two things for us? It's either an idol or a sacrament. Every physical thing in this world, if you think about it, either becomes for us an idol or a sacrament. We can have a statue, St. Joseph hanging out over there, with some wood and an axe, so be careful. We can treat that as a sacramental, a sacrament, a visible reminder of an invisible reality of an actual saint, or we can treat it as an idol, which we don't. Your spouse, especially in your intimacy, they can be treated as a sacrament, leading you closer to God through a gift of self, or an idol, something that serves self. Your television at home can be an idol, the tabernacle of Satan, as Benedict Gruchel used to say. Or it can be a sacrament, meaning it can be used for good. It can be used to lead you closer to God. You see, everything in this world is either an idol or a sacrament. Lastly, St. Alphonsus Liguori said, God also permits us to be tempted to increase our merits. What does he mean? Well, guys, for something to truly be good, we actually have to have a decision, right? Kids, if your parents make you go to Mass and they drag you here kicking and screaming, have you done something good? No. You've gone to Mass, you've fulfilled an obligation, but we wouldn't say it's particularly good. Now, if your parents tell you to get up and get dressed in the morning and get ready for church, and you do so right away, you're obedient, and you come, and you are good at Mass, have you been good? Well, yeah, then you've been good. Because you chose to actually follow their direction, instead of having to be forced to. And so, guys, when it comes to temptation, if we never even have the temptation to do something, can we say we're good at it? Not really. I mean, think about it. Have you ever been tempted to murder? If you have, please see me after Mass. We need to talk. But if you haven't been tempted to murder, can you say that you're a particularly good person at not murdering? No, you've never even experienced the choice, right? But if you've experienced the choice, well, then you've actually have an opportunity to choose between two things and to choose the good. And that is meritorious. That is truly good. And brothers and sisters, God does not want, he does not want to force us to love him. He never will. And so he'll give you the choice. Do you want to follow Satan or do you want to follow me? And he can only do that by allowing us to experience temptation. God allows us to be tempted for three reasons: to bring out our weakness and see our need for him. What weakness is God exploiting in your life right now? What weakness is God bringing to the surface? Maybe parents, what weakness are your children bringing to the surface? And you tend to blame them, but it's really our weakness. We must own it. Children, what weakness do your siblings bring to the surface? What buttons do your siblings push? They come and borrow something out of your room and don't ask? You get angry? Spouses, what button does your spouse push? How do they bring your weaknesses to the surface? And have you recognized that this is not a bad thing, but an opportunity for grace and an opportunity to let God take power in your life? Secondly, God allows us to be tempted to help us become detached from worldly things and attached to him. Blessed Henry Suso says, a detached man should always be looking to see what he can do without. A detached man is always looking to see what he can do without. What can you do without, especially this Lent? And thirdly, temptation is allowed to increase our merits by making a decision for the good. St. Francis de Sales says, it is not always in the soul's power not to feel temptation, but it is always in the soul's power not to consent to it. Leave you today with the words of St. Julian of Norwich. Do not fear temptation. God did not say, you will not be troubled. God did not say, you will not be tempted. God did not say, you will not be distressed. God did say, you will not be overcome.